Hello.
Hello, my name is Lisa and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Are you going to probably vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
70.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I don't see why that matters. I'm white.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting next year presidential election in November 2004. And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10, that you're extremely motivated to vote. Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican,
Democrat,
or independent? Okay, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? Crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of the government, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
You want me to pick just one?
Two of the most important.
Preserving democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Education.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racial relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. And how often do you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say that you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 that you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is the NWACP.
50.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
50.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
heard of it.
Okay. Joe Biden.
50.
Kamala Harris.
50.
Ron DeSantis.
0.
Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry?
Taylor Swift.
I don't care. 50.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried. Somewhat worried. Not
very
so
worried.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income inequality and society.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we cannot afford right now.
I don't know.
Okay. America's diversity makes it stronger.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Not agree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me if you agree. Which one do you agree with the most? Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or statement B, our school must teach multiple points of view and banning books. Both limits, I'm just going to finish this statement, limits children access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+, A or B?
B, I agree.
Okay, statement B, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are very important for our democracy to survive. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5, it is somewhat important, and 0, it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Okay.
That is incredibly important. I forgot.
Yes, extremely important.
Okay.
10. Okay. Free and fair elections.
10.
Okay. Quality K-12 education.
10.
Affordable health care.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
A strong military.
10.
Traditional family values.
Yeah, that's a trick question. Depends whose families.
Okay, and how would you rate it?
Again, that's not one you can answer because everyone has different values.
Okay, secure borders.
5.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 somewhat agree, and 0 you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10.
Thank you. And the last one is America's democratic institution. How come under severe attack in the last few years? Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and we do not stand up now. If we do not stand up now, then we eventually, all of us, will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting the next year's presidential election in November from a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10, you're extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or divorced?
Single.
Or widow. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
18, no.
Thank you. I'm thinking about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. That do you identify as a member of LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your day.
Okay.
Thanks.
Who did you say the survey was for again?
National Opinion Surveys. That's the name of our company.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.